Welcome to Stern Trouble Internationally. James Anderson writes from Washington. Should we or shouldn't we? That is the question torturing the Republican leadership. The question is whether to play the Mormon card in the upcoming presidential election. Mitt Romney, in case you've missed it, is a Mormon. Not an ordinary member of the Church of Latter-day Saints, but a bishop. So he can speak for the faith. It looks as if Mormonism will be one of the highlights of the Republican convention that begins in Tampa, Florida next Monday. Clean living, no premarital sex, no booze, no smoking, no drugs, will be given an errand. They also don't drink tea or coffee because they can become addictive. Hard work, community and family values will be lauded. So do Romney's religious beliefs really matter? It took the United States almost 200 years to elect a Roman Catholic president, John F. Kennedy. The fear of Protestants and others was that a Catholic would be under the thumb of the Pope in Rome. Is it possible to trace any influence of the Vatican on Kennedy's policies? I leave that to you to judge. Then the first black president was elected in 2008. The Mormons believe it is now their turn. So Romney's religion will hit the hard face of reality if he makes it to the presidency. He can be inspired by the thought that he is the man on the white horse riding into the White House. It will sustain him during the hard grind of domestic and foreign policy making. The rest of the world will hope that he will also inspire them with his policies. Thanks for listening to Stern Trouble Internationally. Read the full article if you enjoyed this broadcast.